Hey everybody, this is Sophie, and welcome to episode 388 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about what this past weekend held for my Mississippi State Bulldogs. We're going to talk about what this past weekend held for her Texas A&M Fighting Aggies, and we're just going to talk about life in general. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. We published an episode last week with our friend Michael Bryan of Michael's Must-Haves, all about fashion and trying to figure out what it means to be stylish at different ages and stages of your life. So much fun to talk to her. Also, we would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Pay attention to your show notes. There is a graduation gift guide in there, just a few suggestions that we have, even though we don't talk about it on this episode. Alrighty, as always, we're so glad you're here, and we hope you enjoy episode 388. Hey everybody, this is Sophie, this is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie, it's Big Mama.
We may have a delay again, I don't know, I can't tell.
Do we have... Listen, I can't, it's not windy here. I don't know if it's windy there, but I don't know.
It's windy here. It is windy.
Okay. Well, sure. That may be the problem. That may be the problem.
Now we found, I feel like we're good now. It feels
okay.
Like it's better.
Oh, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So what's happening? How's land in the torn up kitchen?
Oh, we're moving. I think finally today, let's see what's happened today. They've repaired some parts on the floor that they had to mess with in order to reconfigure some stuff. And then tomorrow the electrician's coming to get everything ready for the new appliances. And we've got some new lighting that's going in our kitchen. And then on Wednesday, they're putting in the countertops. Mm-hmm. And Thursday, I think they're going to go pick up the appliances. So
We're nice.
Now I go out of town tomorrow. I'm going to Houston. And so I'm speaking tomorrow night at a church outside of Houston. And so, but then I'm going to go to my friend Marion's and stay for a couple of days. And so I will be here. I mean, I will not be here when they're doing all the final things. So I'll come home to just a surprise situation.
Okay. Listen, I think that's kind of fun though.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's great. So anyway, I just saw my cabinet hardware for the first time. It came in and it's, I did kind of a bronzy, like a satin bronze for my cabinet hardware. I didn't want it too shiny because too shiny does not feel like this house to me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I did kind of a satiny bronze, and then I've got I did the same thing with my handles on my dishwasher and my oven. So we'll see how it all comes together.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to see. Listen, I can't wait to see. I got to see it, I guess, when I was there for the live show last week. I got to see kind of the bare bones of it all, you know.
It's a little torn up when Melanie's here. Yeah. We've been living, I mean, our kitchen table looks like a desk does in a dorm, you know, by about the second week of school. It's just the holding place for everything.
Yeah.
And, but I ordered new dishes and they came in. I unpacked those this past weekend. And I'm going to tell you that Pottery Barn takes their packing seriously. Mm-hmm. I've never opened anything that had so much cardboard inside. Like I filled my car up with cardboard to take it to the cardboard recycling place.
Yeah.
Here. So anyway, so we got that and I'll get all moved back in. It'll be great.
It'll be good. I think moving back in is kind of fun. Like in the whole scheme of things, moving in is much more fun than moving out because you kind of get to figure out like, where would I like my plates to go? It's like a clean slate. How would I like everything to be? That was when we finished our kitchen a couple of years ago. I bought new containers for my flour and my sugar and my brown sugar. And I bought new little stacking shelves. You know, it's like a adventure kind of. It's a sad middle-aged adventure is what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. I got some new sifters. Okay. Those came in. Mm-hmm. And then I got,
I was looking today at measuring cups that aren't connected, you know, that stack. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see where this journey takes me. But yeah. I'm excited about all the drawer space. Alex's roommate, Jackson, stayed with us pretty much the last half of this past week. And then over the weekend, he is trying to get his certification to be a pilot. And so he flies, you know, a couple of times a week and was trying to finish up at trying to get to a certain level of hours before he went home to Texas. But it was so windy, he couldn't fly. And so he kept like trying. He'd try again the next morning and, you know, would go out to the airport to see if he could fly. Anyway, so Jackson was here for probably four nights. I don't know. And David was out of town this past weekend because he went with my brother-in-law. They went to a Braves game. And then Alex was out of town because he went to Auburn for his Fernella's birthday. So, listen, it was Jackson and me. We door dashed pizza Friday night, you know, just like a couple of times.
Nice.
Then,
love it.
I picked up dinner for him when I went out to dinner with my sister and some friends on Saturday night. And then David got home yesterday, right before lunch. Alex got in about the same time. And it was real fun just for, you know, to kind of have everybody here for one night at least. But what that leads me to is, yesterday was the third game in the Mississippi State Vanderbilt series over the weekend, and I would like to talk about it for just one second, if I might.
Yes, please. Okay. Of course. Y'all, I am super excited to tell you that this episode of the Big Boo Cast is brought to you by Lola V, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. Let's be honest, I've been trying to get my hair to look like Jennifer Aniston since about 1993. As we know, Mother's Day is fast approaching, and Mom doesn't want another generic scented candle or a card. Instead, why not gift her Jennifer Aniston approved hair? I promise you this is what your mom wants. If you haven't heard about it yet, Lola V is Jen's vegan and cruelty-free hair care line that is suitable for all hair types and textures. How? Because they take the time to formulate with naturally derived plant-based ingredients and then test on a variety of heads. And here's a treat for you. Our listeners, for a limited time, you can get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at lolav.com. Just use code BIGBOO at checkout. I mean, if you're taking hair care advice or looking to surprise mom with something she'll really love, look no further. Y'all, I've been using Lola V for over a year now before they ever came on to sponsor the podcast. I love the glossing detangler. It's what I spray in my hair every time before I blow it dry. It leaves my hair glossy. It protects it from heat. It is the perfect styling thing. I also love the restorative shampoo and conditioner. My hair has never looked better. So in the shower routine and post-shower routine feature products meant to repair the look of damage, but also shield your hair from future harm. Their best sellers are the glossing detangler, the restorative shampoo and conditioner. They all feature their signature scent, which is a naturally derived blend of herbal, citrus, and woody notes. I love the way it smells. It's about as good as sending your mom to the spa, but the light lingering scent on her hair will keep the compliments rolling in for longer. I cannot tell y'all how much I love these products. You can unlock Jennifer Aniston approved hair at lolav.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BIGBOO at checkout. That's 15% off your order at lolavie.com with promo code BIGBOO. Please note you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After you purchase, they're asked where you heard about them. Please support the Big Boo Cast and tell them that we sent you. Your hair will thank you.
Vandy won the game Friday, and it was a good game, but they won. And then we won the game Saturday. So yesterday was the final game in the weekend to see who would take the series. Mm-hmm. So State goes up, and we're playing in Nashville, by the way. But there are, of course, tons of State fans there. Yeah. And State goes up 6-0 at the beginning of the fourth inning. So, I mean, listen, the cloud nine situation in this house is elite at that point, right? Like,
yes.
Oh, Alex is hooping and hollering. He's got Jackson in there watching it too. Like, we're feeling so good. And I offhandedly say, please, Lord, don't let us have a late inning meltdown. Well, Vanderbilt ends up coming back and they go up 7-6. I think that was in the seventh inning. Okay. And so it's not great. My friend Tracy texts me and she's like, listen, this is a total collapse. And yes. I'm sick. We're beside ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the top of the ninth, my good friend, who I do not know, Hunter Hines, who's our first baseman.
Yes. He's
a 2-run homer, and we go up 8-7.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. The last 30 minutes of that game, I really had to have a long, hard talk with myself. I was like, you are a woman in your 50s, and your entire mood this afternoon has depended on how well a bunch of college-aged guys are doing in a baseball game in Nashville against another team of college-aged guys. You need, like I'm even thinking, if we lose this game after being up 6-0, if we lose this game, and I have to talk on the podcast about how we lost this game, I'm going to be so sad. And then I'm like, this is ridiculous, man. Like, you need to grab hold of the reins. What are you even thinking? All that to say, the Bulldogs hold on. We win that game 8-7. Yes. We take the series against Vanderbilt in Nashville. We're ranked again. Like, whereas I feel like with the Aggies, you have like this fun loving, like little carnival of a team.
Yes.
This bunch of Bulldogs is scrappy. They're gritty. Like they're kind of hard nosed. Like they're, you don't get a lot of, when Hunter Hines scored that home run at the end, he didn't flip his bat. But when I tell you he came around home plate and he flipped his helmet, it was the helmet flip of my life. They're just a little edgy, and I enjoy it. I'm excited about where they are at this point in the season. It's much better than I anticipated. I pray it doesn't fall apart. But it was all good times, happy memories around here yesterday because the Bulldogs held on in the face of adversity and took that final game from the Commodores. Also, I want to mention this. I had to, watching the game on ESPN, we had the Vandy announcers, of course, because we were playing at Vandy. I've never heard nicer announcers in my life. It was like watching a British golf match. I mean, it was just short of what a splendid home run by the Bulldogs. Man, they were so complimentary. I didn't know what to
nice.
I know. They were so nice.
Okay.
They were just like at the end of the game, they were like, what a great weekend at Vanderbilt. The Bulldogs take this series, but we've had so much fun. I'm like, what even are y'all? Like, I don't understand. I don't even we had fans in your parking garage playing our players' walk-up songs and but y'all are still just as rosy as you can be about us. I don't even know. But it was delightful. And so just a slight salute to the Vandy radio announcers for their baseball program.
Okay.
They were great.
Well, good for them. Well, I'm going to say that what you experienced was, listen, I didn't feel bad for the Georgia Bulldog fans, but I'm going to tell you, the Friday game was crazy. And then we get to Saturday. And I'm going to tell you that I sat down Saturday. They decided it was going to be a doubleheader because we were supposed to get bad weather in College Station on Sunday. So they're like, we're going to do a doubleheader. So I'm going to tell you that Saturday, that first game, I sat down to enjoy my nice little Saturday. You know, it's my first weekend at home in a couple of weekends. I was like, this is perfect. I'm going to watch some baseball. And I watched the Georgia Bulldogs go up 9-0 in the first inning. And so I'm going to say that they went up 9-0. And I was like, this isn't really ideal. This isn't ideal. And then I'm going to tell you, so I left, true story. I was like, I'm going to go walk Mabel. She's driving me crazy. I'm going to go walk. I come back. It's still the first inning. And now it's 9-8. We have scored 8 runs in the first inning. It was the longest.
I said, hold my beer, Bulldogs.
It was the longest first inning. Then we come back via a million different things, but the nail in the coffin was Braden Montgomery, I think in the 7th inning, hit a grand slam that put us up, I think, 16-9 at that point. We ended up run ruling them. That ended that game. We won it 19-9. It was the craziest baseball game I've ever seen, just to be down 9-0. And I thought, what can this team not do? Like, they just... Yeah. Continue to come back where you're like, it didn't matter. They were like, 9 runs, no big deal. We can come back. We'll score. I mean, I was like, and if I were a Georgia fan to watch that collapse, would have really just done me in, you know, like, cause you're like, well, nobody comes back from 9 runs down, you know, that didn't happen.
Right.
So,
And especially certainly that'll come back from 9 runs down to then win 19-9.
But our offense is just insane. And it's so fun to watch, and everybody's so good. And then now we did end up losing the second game 5-4, but we won the series. I will say that if you go to Barstool, there is some suspect. There might have been a little cheating on the Georgia side, I'm going to say.
I've seen all of that. I've seen that this weekend. I hope not.
I hope not either, but that might be something that some people want to look into because that seemed a little suspect to me, and it felt a little blatant. So I don't know, but whatever. We won the series. We continue to be the number one team in the nation for the third week in the row. I don't really even know what to do with this level of prosperity and or success, but we go to LSU this weekend, which is going to be, as you know, the LSU fans probably won't be as nice and complimentary as the Vandy fans the Vandy announcers.
No, I have to say though, you know, the Vandy Whistler is my nemesis.
Yes. Oh, I think he's everybody's nemesis.
Yes. He really my nemesis. And the clip that they showed, I don't know if I mentioned it, but Hunter Hines hit a 2-run homer in the top of the ninth. But yeah, it was like the whistle, whistle, whistle. And then you hear that bat crack when Hunter hit that ball. And somebody said they need to play this sound over and over at state games, like the whistle. And then the bat crack, because that'll shut it down. That will shut it down. Anyway, college baseball, we're not far from Hoover. And, you know, they do a thing at Hoover at the SEC tournament where you can get hospitality passes and you can go up and you can have dinner. And the SEC doesn't handle that anymore. It's like they have a company that handles that for them now. But other day, I was feeling so optimistic about baseball, and I thought, I think I'm going to get hospitality passes this year. Well, I went online and I priced those out, and I was like, you know, I believe we will be sitting in our general admission seats. I believe we'll just be having hot dogs from the concession stand. But I am excited about the tournament, and I can't wait.
It's going to be so fun. Listen, it's going to be so fun. I think I'm going to try to go up next week. I was going up anyway because Gully's oldest son, Jackson, is having a graduation party. But I think I'm going to go up Tuesday because we play Rice on Tuesday. So I'm like, I can get in a baseball game on Tuesday.
Yes.
And then we travel, I think, to Ole Miss that weekend. And then we have a series with Arkansas mid-May. That's our last series. So I may go back up to College Station for that because that's going to be a big one. And then we'll just see where it goes. I got tickled because this is where it works for me that Perry doesn't really know what anything cost, because I was talking to him about Omaha and I said, hey, listen, if we make it to Omaha, I'm going to want to go and Caroline's going to go and we're going to go. And, you know, he doesn't care about going. So he's like, okay. And I said, but I've got to figure out, am I going on the front end to experience Omaha, or am I going on the back end if we're there that long and there's a chance that we're playing for the championship? And he was like, and I was like, because it's 10 days. And he's like, well, why don't you just go for the whole 10 days? How much could that be? And I thought, you, sir, don't know about hotel rates during the College World Series.
I will say, when I went, and I didn't book my room until the very last minute, like when State was playing their final super regional game against Notre Dame. But at that point, it started to come down a little bit. And if you do go on that second week, the rates are better because a lot of the teams that were early on, I would say kind of getting there midweek of the last week is your best bet in terms of hotel rates. But you could always book it. And then if it works out and you want to go on the front end, and I had friends who did both. They went on the front end, they went home for a little bit, and then they went back for the championship. So it's not terrible. It's not terrible.
No, it's not. But I just got real tickled.
Melanie, it's once in a lifetime.
I know. Well, that's it. And I got real tickled though when he was like, just stay the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. I mean, sure, whatever. So anyway, we'll figure that out. Right now, we're just going to see what happens. There's a lot of baseball yet to be played. So we'll see where we go. We'll see where we go. Someone asked on the live show how we are cooking for just two people. And I'm going to tell you that one of my favorite things right now are Factor's Delicious Ready-to-Eat Meals. You can eat stress-free this spring with their delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, and Veggie. Also, you can discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go, lunch, snacks, beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. You can get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. They're no fuss, they're no mess. You don't have to prep, you don't have to prepare. You just heat and you eat a delicious meal. This is my favorite way to cook right now. You can head to factormeals.com/bigboo50 and use code BIGBOO50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code BIGBOO50 at factormeals.com/BIGBOO50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. But other than that, okay, now we have not talked about, and we had some questions last night about our thoughts on Taylor Swift's new Tortured Poets Department album.
Okay. Now, I am not the Taylor expert that Melanie is. I have not fully immersed myself in the, I would not consider myself a Swiftie, though I admire her a lot and I respect her a lot for what she has done as a creator. I think it's amazing. So, but I loved all the buzz around this one. I thought, you know, that was really great. So it's been interesting for me as somebody who's not super in it to kind of sit back and observe the reactions to it.
Yeah.
Which I will say initially were not quite as favorable as maybe previous albums have been received. But I've seen several things over the weekend where people were like, hey, I judged this too quickly. I weighed in too quickly. I should have, this one, I should have sat with it a little longer before I was so critical of it. So I just wonder maybe if this is going to be something that people appreciate more. I don't know as they kind of spend some time with it. Like I don't think it's initially like super engaging in terms of start to finish. Like I can't, like it's not the kind of thing where to me where anybody would think, oh, I can't stop listening to it.
Yeah,
but man, there are some great songs in there. I mean.
I think the problem is, like, here's the problem.
Okay.
I so appreciate how prolific she is. I don't know how she does it. I assume she doesn't sleep. I don't really understand. But, like, I think to come out, like, and this could be the me being a 9 on the Enneagram, but, like, to come out with 31 songs feels so overwhelming. Like, it's it's so overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I can't process. It's too many. Like, just give me an album of like 10 songs that I can like get to know and I can fall in love with. It's kind of reminiscent to me where she came out with Folklore, which I loved. And then like shortly thereafter was Evermore. And I'm like, I didn't even have time to finish processing Folklore. And then Evermore was out. I think I like a different pace. You know what I mean? Like,
it's overwhelming. It's too much.
It's too much. And I truth be told, like, this is very not like me. I haven't listened to a lot of Tortured Poets yet. Like, I mean, I've listened to it all the way through, but I haven't had it on repeat because my first kind of initial thing was it kind of all sounds the same to me.
Okay.
And I didn't love it. I think the songs, to me, I like pop star Taylor, I think, more than I like a peppy song. And maybe that's just kind of where I am right now, where I'm like, I don't really need, it's like reading like Lamentations. I don't really need the extra sadness. You know what I mean? Like, and so, but I do think it's funny because I'm like pre-Travis Kelce, when you think of her song So High School, did we ever think that Taylor would reference Grand Theft Auto in any of her lyrics?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see that coming. Or the movie American Pie. I'm like, tell me that you're dating a football player without telling me you're dating a football player. It just feels very different than like maybe some of the Folklore or Evermore. But I also think Tortured Poets, by virtue of what it is, it's just, it's a darker album to me. And so I don't know that I love it as much as I've loved some of her others. I think I veer more towards liking... I think Taylor, like, I think the Red album to me is like a perfect album.
Okay.
So I think I like older Taylor sometimes better than newer Taylor, is kind of where I land.
Okay. See, so, I, and again, I don't have a sense of what the narrative arc is for this album. I think I mentioned like Beyonce, this Cowboy Carter album, I'm all over it. Like, I cannot, I've listened to it so many times because it to me has a really, it has a really clear purpose. And so yeah. I enjoy listening to that. When we went to see Tyler Childers last Monday night or Monday night before last, whenever that was, that show had such a clear narrative arc. It was so beautifully done. And yeah. you know, he's not super, I mean, he's charismatic, but he doesn't move a lot on stage. I mean, you know, he's going to stand in one place and sing. But what they had done with the set design to add to that whole story that he was telling was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved it. So I do best with music when I feel like there is some big overarching thing that you're after. And that is the part that I have not been able to figure out about this Taylor album. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, because if it's just an airing of the grievances, I'm not, you know, like, maybe let's wait until we don't have so many grievances and like mixing in with some things, you know? Again, that's a lot of emotional energy to take on. I don't know. But yeah. there are some songs that I really like on it. So
yeah.
I'm happy to take the parts that I like and just sort of forget yeah. the parts that I don't. And she's going to continue to evolve and
yes,
learn and grow. And she is so prolific. It almost makes me tired how prolific she is.
That's me. I think at the end of the day, like, I think I'm like, I'm exhausted. Like, and maybe that's just my current, because I just finished a book and all that, where I'm like, I'm tired. Like, I'm just tired, but I don't know. But overall, I mean, I think it's good. I think you can't discount. I just think right now it is not in a place of maybe my top three or four Taylor albums currently. Okay. So, and that could change, but that's kind of where I land. So she isn't asking my opinion. I mean, she's clearly doing just fine. So
yeah. My favorite is 1989 is my favorite Taylor
album. And that's another really good one. I think I like pop Taylor. I like old school country Taylor. I loved Folklore Taylor. I don't know. It's just different things. So, and some of it to me, music to me is so much about the current mood you're in too, right. like what you like, that it can hit different later on. So I'm just liking things that are a little peppier right now.
Sure. Yeah. So. I do think it's been fascinating to see everybody try to figure out who she's singing about, what she's singing about. Mm-hmm. My favorite personal take on this was that it's actually not Taylor's story. It is the story of Ted Hughes and Sylvia Plath and their ill-fated love affair and marriage. So, you know, we're not ever going to know. But now I can dig in all day long from that angle in terms of trying to interpret things. But it's too much for me to interpret. You know, it's a little dense for me.
Yeah, so, I agree.
But anyway, but thumbs up to her for continuing to be creative, to put out things that are interesting. For sure. You know, I mean, one thing you kind of want to say, even to the people who have complained about this album, is you're talking about it. So,
well, yeah, you know, that's it.
Still working out okay for her, you know?
Yep. And you can't deny, I mean, she's a genius. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just like her level of artistry, the way she markets, the way she knows how to keep her name out there. Like, it's genius. So, you know, as I said, I think she's an Enneagram 3 with the hardest four wing that has ever foured.
Oh, she has such a four wing.
When Caroline moved off campus into her own place, we got her a Helix mattress. And she has told us so many times how it is even better than the mattress that she sleeps on when she's home. It's just the right amount of support and comfort, and it makes sure that she gets a great night's sleep, which all college kids really need. Here's what I love about Helix. Their lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. Their models have memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. If your spine needs some extra TLC, they've got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It is the perfect combination of comfort and support. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. You will love it. Right now, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/bigboo and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Okay, now one thing I wanted to mention is that when Alex moved home, you know, David had gotten Martha, my mother-in-law, who passed away a few months ago. He had gotten Martha a couple of new recliners, really just a few weeks before she died. And so when she died, there were these two new recliners.
Hey, this is Caroline. Can we pause and I'll come back?
Certainly. I'm just going to stop and talk to her and then text me when you're ready.
Hello. We took a brief break.
We did. This is what happens when the college kids call. You have to answer because you don't know when you're going to hear from them again.
You don't. And so, listen.
Caroline called and I knew it was a window. And if I didn't get her, she was going to be like, yeah, I'll call you on Thursday. So it just felt like I needed to take advantage.
Right. It's their world. We're just living in it.
That's exactly right. So, okay. So tell us about the recliners, because we know that you've got the recliners. Alex has brought the recliners home from college.
Okay. So we bought the recliners. Alex brings them home and he says, can I just put one of them in the living room? And I said, absolutely not. I have I've worked hard for many years to keep a recliner out of my living room. I have nothing against a recliner. I have a living room that is like, you know, it feels like the only room in this house that is where an adult lives. So, anyway, and so I said, why don't you put it in my office and put one in your room? So he's got the best setup now in his room because he put one of the recliners right in front of his television. He's living his best life. And so I had this other second recliner that has moved into my office. And there's not really room for it in here. It's just kind of out in the middle of the floor. Well, I will tell you that I think it was last Thursday, and I was trying to kind of keep Hazel settled. And, you know, we had stuff going on. And I took a seat in this recliner, and it's pretty much my new favorite thing. It's comfortable. It rocks. Mm-hmm. I was not prepared for the fact that it rocks. The reclining feature, as it turns out, what a win that is, you know? And I just have found myself ever since, like, I just come in here just to sit in this recliner. I can't. And Alex and Jackson both have expressed, you know, how much they love the recliners and how they've taken great naps in the recliners. And it's just incredibly comfortable. I think I appreciate it at this stage in my life in ways I didn't when I was younger and my back was, you know, fully functional and operational. Oh my gosh, it is so comfortable. So I'm really carried away with it now. I may not want them to take it back because maybe it's my chair. Maybe this is going to be my chair. So I don't know. We're going to have to see how that goes. But golly, I have enjoyed it over the last few days. So you can, you know, I'm surprised by it, but I'm not mad about it.
No, listen, I think the older we get, the more we appreciate furniture that has like functionality and is more utilitarian. It's like everything. It's why you like a sensible shoe as you get older, where you're like, this feels good on my back. This feels good on my back.
I know. So I'm really, really delighted with the addition, even though it doesn't look great in here. Who cares? I'm going to do some good reading in this chair. So that's been an exciting development over the last few days. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is that as I sat in this recliner, I started to read Emily Henry's new book, which is called Funny Story. Now, Emily Henry's books can be a little spicy. I did not love the one last year. I liked it fine, but I was not as compelled by the characters. Okay. I think this new one, I'm more compelled by these characters again. You know, her books are like beachy and summery and fun and light. And so I'm excited to have started this one. I'm curious to see where it goes. I was just excited. Like, that kind of signaled to me when her book came out last week. I was like, oh, summertime. You know, like you feel like you're kind of entering a little bit more of a carefree time of year where we read lighthearted books and whatnot. So
That's right. I really have decided. That's funny because over the weekend, because I've started Tom Lake, which is our book club for the May, for May. But I really thought I'm going to make a more concerted effort to spend more time reading and less time watching shows because there hasn't been anything that I've loved anyway. And so I'm like, I've got a pile of books that I need to work my way through. And I thought this summer is going to be my summer of the book because I bet if I really counted, I bet I've read 3 books this year. Like I'm way behind.
Yeah. I've been a horrible reader this year. I mean, just terrible. Now, I will say, though, that I didn't read more of the Emily Henry book this weekend because I started watching, and I don't know what made me start watching this. I've never watched it before. I didn't think it would be the kind of thing I would watch, but I started to watch Bridgerton. And when I tell you I have blazed through it, I have one more episode now of season 2. I have like season 2, way better than season 1. I told Melanie yesterday, I know Bridgerton, listen, season 1 especially, it is not family entertainment. It is racy in parts.
Yep.
But I told Melanie, I was like, at this point in my life, I mean, I'm not trying to speak for everybody. I'm just saying for me, that sort of situation is like watching an episode of Wild Kingdom. It's just like, I don't feel any conviction about it like I would have when I was younger because it's, you know, I just worry about their backs, you know, like
you're going to get more excited watching a good home makeover on HGTV. That's going to get your engine running a lot more.
It's not. It's not a deal, everybody. Yeah. So anyway, David would be so happy that I'm saying that. But it's a different, it's separate. It's I don't know.
Yeah.
I've said enough.
No.
Anyway, all that to say, I know it's racy. So if that is something that you try to avoid, then you will certainly need to have your remote at the ready to fast forward, or you will need to just skip it altogether. But it's really good. I mean, like, story-wise, it's really good. I have enjoyed it. I have enjoyed getting to know the characters. I have, especially in season 2, I really have liked the main female lead who plays a character named Kate. I think she's fantastic. Pretty sure Kate's an 8. You know, I love an 8 character, a female character in a novel or a TV show or whatever. So I've been watching that. And then the new season comes out later this week. So I feel like, you know, timing wise, it was pretty good. So
it is pretty good. Well, and you're going to like season 3. I think season 3 may be the best to me of the Bridgerton.
Is that the Queen Charlotte?
The Queen Charlotte one. Yeah. Okay. I really like Queen Charlotte and I think you're going to like it a lot.
Okay.
It may be my favorite.
Okay. I don't know if I can get it watched before like the new season comes on, but it's not going to stop me from trying, but.
Well, no, you know, you've got to have a goal. You've got to set some goals. Yeah. That's right.
So that's been fun to have a show that I was kind of into. It was also great because nobody was home. And so I just, you know, I was able to kind of commit to it, but. Anyway, so that's pretty much the extent of my weekend. I discovered I really like a recliner. I started a new book and I watched a whole lot of Bridgerton. So
it's not a bad weekend. Yeah, it's not a bad weekend.
But also baseball.
Oh, yeah. And baseball, of course. Okay. So on that note, is it time for 5 favorites?
For 5 favorites, and we're going to kick it off with, I don't know how, is it viscose? Is that how you say this fabric?
Sure.
You know, one of my favorite places to get a good spring summer dress is at H&M because they have great affordable things. They find like 10 fabrics they like. They make everything out of it for a season and it's great.
Yes.
So I really like this tunic dress, and I know I was not going to buy dresses in the year of our Lord 2024, but I really wanted kind of a casual dress just for dinner in the spring and summer. And at the time this one was on sale, it was, you know, not expensive. I actually got a longer version, but it's sold out now. So I went to the midi one, but okay. It's a great Kelly green and white pattern. It's so comfortable. It's soft. It's not see-through, like, but it's light. It's just delightful. So,
okay. I highly recommend. Is this what you had on in the picture with your sister this weekend?
Yes.
Okay. I wondered because I was like, that's not an Anthropology pattern I recognized. And I was going to ask you where it came from.
I appreciate that you would recognize all the Anthropology patterns. Because same. What? My friend Catherine texted me yesterday. She was like, hey, I need a dress. Have you seen anything? And I mean, it was like, hold, please.
Yes. Let me tell you all the things I've seen.
Oh my gosh. The way I overwhelmed her. But I don't think if you're looking for something just fun and easy to wear in the spring and summer that looks a little dressier, but it's not at a challenging price point, you cannot beat H&M.
It's $19.99. I'm ordering it right now.
I consistently really love their dresses, especially. So I have several of their shirt dresses, and I can't say enough good things. So
okay.
Anyway,
this is darling,
it's so cute. All right, the next thing is, all right, remember at the live show when I mentioned that Alex and I had been shopping because he was going to get some new jeans for the live show, and then the man in the store told him he needed to be able to do deep squats, and I watched his soul leave his body. Well, yes. And then Cole suggested a brand of jeans, but when I looked up those jeans, it was a price point that I was really not interested in for a 21-year-old. So
okay, that feels fair.
You know, if he had a job and he was going to wear them to work, it'd be different. But you know, so then I remembered that David several years ago ordered these jeans. They're called the Perfect Jeans. And now here's the bad news: on the package, when it comes to your house, it's going to have. Doesn't have a bad word written on it, but it has like the symbols for a bad word about your khakis. Just be ready.
Well,
So I asked David, I was like, what are those jeans that you liked? Anyway, I ordered these for Alex. They're a much better price point. They've got stretch in them. They come in all kinds of different fits and washes, and but not to the point that it's overwhelming. Because if I look at Levi's, it's like my eyes can't even focus. There's so many different, you know, kinds. And with these, like Alex can identify, I would want them to fit like that. And then you can kind of pick a wash and it's easy breezy. And so I think especially if there's somebody in your life who prefers for their jeans to not feel like suffocatingly like binding.
Yes.
These seem to be a really comfortable option for guys. So,
okay.
David.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yes. So they're stretchier than a normal jean. And they look great. So anyway, Perfect Jean. This next thing is, I'm sad for myself that I'm mentioning it. I just saw it and I thought, this is sad. But I have been so concerned that when I start to use my new oven, I don't want anything to get on the bottom of it. Like, you know how stuff, I want it to stay as pristine as possible. I haven't had a new range in a very, very, very long time. So I was watching TikTok one night, and one of my favorite TikTok cleaning people, Catherine Benson, was cleaning her oven, and she pulled out this thing, and I was like, well, what's that? It's an oven mat. Do you know about these?
I don't. No, I don't.
Listen, you put it, as it turns out, it's a mat you put in your oven, an oven mat.
Oh.
But you put it in the bottom, and then that way, like, if stuff drips down, it just drips onto the mat.
Oh, this is genius.
And then you clean this, and you don't have to try to scrub the bottom of your oven.
Okay.
So you can order them in all sorts of, like, you can get a 4-pack, you can get a 3-pack. I just ordered one. This seems to have had the best reviews of all the oven mats on Amazon.
Okay.
But then I just thought, I'll order another one. If I decide that if I need multiples, then I'll order multiples. But I just, I started off with one. And so I just think, well, where's that been my whole life?
Like, yeah, that's genius. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I hate when stuff drips down and it gets in the oven, and then you've got to get in a situation where it's like, I don't like cleaning my oven. That's a mess, whatever.
You can also buy, like, you can buy, like, things that go around your oven racks, which I've not yet gone that far, but just FYI, you can. All right, this next thing, we have another dress. It's that time of year, but I have seen this dress 1,000 places. There were people at the live show wearing this dress. And then people have messaged me this dress and said, this feels like something you would like. Mm-hmm. It is a universal thread. It's a cinch waist maxi dress. I've seen the blue and white stripe a lot. I ordered it in the pink, and I do, in fact, love it as much as people have suggested that I would.
Okay. It's really cute.
It's breezy. It's easy to wear. It's but you could dress it up. You could also wear it with sneakers. Like, and I love the pink color is really pretty. It's a lot more saturated than I expected it to be. But it's so cute, and you can cinch it. You know, if you want more of a true empire waist, you can really tighten it up, or you can undo those ties and make it more of just kind of like a sheath sort of situation.
Oh, it's cute. Yeah. I really like it.
Yeah. $35.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
all right. Listen. Yeah.
You're welcome. And then last thing, Alex and Jackson were moving stuff home. And I've mentioned these before. I think we talked about dorm stuff. But, I mean, I think about the stuff that we have thrown out at the end of, you know, like freshman year and sophomore year. We've thrown out rugs. Alex, you know, has thrown out sheets, comforters. Like, there's just so much that hasn't lasted. And it doesn't have to. That's fine. Like, they're hard on their stuff. They had to throw out their futon this time around because the back of it broke. Like, but I'll tell you what has gone the distance for us, and we'll be going back to, they're going to live in the fraternity house next year, and it's going to the fraternity house third year in a row, are these Better Homes and Gardens 4-cube organizers.
Oh.
The way that Alex has used these is he has four, you know, organizing baskets that go in there. He uses one for socks, one for underwear, one for t-shirts, one for like basketball shorts. Just like the stuff that he throws on all the time. And so, it keeps him from having to fold things, which he's a big fan of that. And they have always set a TV on top, like one, you know, just in their room. But these cubes have been durable. They have, you know, had several functions because they've put stuff on top of them. They've, you know, stored their clothes inside of them, and they're like $44 and headed back for a third year. So if you have a kid who's going to college, they come in all kinds of finishes. This is not a precious piece of furniture, but it is durable. So
this is great.
Yeah. People, if you're trying to get a kid ready for what's next, I recommend this one.
Okay. Well, those are great favorites. I've ordered two things. I've got a new dress and some oven mats coming. And so what more could I really want?
I'm so excited about the oven mat situation.
Yeah. No, that's solid gold. Yeah. I'm real excited about that. So I treated myself to a 2-pack.
Oh, so. Well, you're fancy. You're so, yeah. You're probably also cooking more than I'm used to cooking. Yeah. So if I get really back into my like full cooking rotation, I'm gonna get me a multi-pack. So
okay. Well, listen, splurge. It's a good goal. It's a good goal.
It is a good goal. So anyway, that's it for this week, y'all. We've recorded this one in some installments. It's gonna come together beautifully. And
God bless you, Miss Hudson.
Oh, I appreciate it's so your fun. It's not a big deal. And then I guess we'll talk to y'all next week.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.